CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
He joined us right now, Jason Derulo.
Good morning.
Here he is, Jason Derulo. Mate, I like to paint a picture when we chat to people just to find out where they're at. Where do we find you right now and what is it you're doing?
I'm in my bedroom. I'm having a little bacon. I'm in L.A.
Okay.
He sounds like my kind of man. Bacon in his bedroom.
I'm trying to paint an image here, Jay. So it's you alone in your bedroom eating bacon.
Yes.
That's not what I would have picked for you.
Sounds like my every afternoon, Gaundy.
It's just a regular kind of guy.
I love that.
That's not the picture that you had in mind.
No, not when I think about it, because I've actually kind of party with you, Derulo. I don't know, you wouldn't remember this, mate, but it was after a radio awards night. It was on the Gold Coast in Australia, and it was the whole place got decked out. It was actually an adult establishment. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember that party?
I mean, I know the Gold Coast, it goes down in the Gold Coast.
Oh, it goes off, all right.
Oh, it does
sure.
Go off of the Gold Coast. Gold Showgirls, Derulo, that's the name of the place. I've been there a couple of times.
It is loose.
Man, yeah, I always love going there. So, I mean, I haven't been there too many times, so I mean, I'm sure, you had an amazing time, right?
Oh, mate, you had a great time. You were
a stand-up guy, you said, Gordon.
You were surrounded by ladies. I was sort of trying to get in on the action, but...
The crumbs. The Derulo crumbs.
I was waiting for a Derulo crumb to come my way.
Oh, my God.
I was searching.
He couldn't even pick up the crumbs, Jason.
I'm a crumb sort of guy, Jason. That's just what I do. Hey, we knew you were coming up on our show. We wanted to try and, we're a radio station, mate, so we try and get a little bit of dirt. But I'm going to say one of your friends had your back, okay? We've asked one of your friends. Any idea who that friend might be that had your back?
No idea.
Okay, well, we asked someone on our show if we could get a little bit of dirt on you, and you'll be happy to know they had your back. Have a listen. It's Elmo from Sesame Street. Can I ask Elmo, because we've got Jason Derulo coming up on our show at some point.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to be chatting to him soon on
our
show.
Later on.
Have you got any dirt on Derulo that we can use in the interview?
No, but he can sure bust a move.
Bust a move.
Did he teach you a few dance moves, Elmo, to use out of the clubs?
Yeah, for sure. You tell Jason Derulo that I'm not just allowed, okay?
We will pass on that message. Jason, I mean,
you know you've made it when you're friends with Elmo.
Oh, my God. That is incredible, man. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Hey, you know you've got a friend in Elmo Derulo. No matter what you guys do outside of work, he will never, ever go beyond that bond.
That would be it for me if I saw Derulo and Elmo hitting up a club. That would be it. 2017 made.
Totally. I love it.
Great to see you guys hanging out together. A couple of legends, no doubt. Hey, I just wanted to quickly ask as well, your single launch for Swalla. Reading a few news stories today, I don't know if it's true or they're just making this stuff up. $73,000 on the one night. Is it true?
Yeah, it is. It was a single release. And if you're getting, Ace of Spades and the Magnum bottles, the Dom Perignon, it can get a little pricey, but only the best for my team.
I thought you'd be getting all that for free, Jason Derulo.
Do you get that stuff for free these days?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the night, right? I mean, this night was a single release. It was for like a bunch of people. I mean, you can't fill a whole club, expect to get the whole thing.
I love
so the bottles are free for Jason Derulo,
but not everyone.
Not for 200 other people.
I just love how before that you said as you would know, the Dom Perignon and all this stuff adds up. We don't know, mate. So that's we don't know.
We drink wine out of a box here, Jason.
We live vicariously through these interviews.
Free Lexia, it's called. It's delicious.
Wine out of the box is so lit, though. Wine out of the box. like, first time I had that blew my mind.
You know what it's called here, Jason? It's called goon. It's called goon sacks. That's what they called here.
It's called goon?
Yeah, goon.
Goon sacks.
Oh, man.
So you can use them as a pillow afterwards.
When I get to Oz, I'll be like, yo, let me get some goon.
Oh, trust me. You'll fit in with all the locals. They will love it.
Mate, no better way to end the interview than with yourself saying, wine out of a box is lit. I mean, we can't top it from there.
That is the best.
Derulo, we look forward to having you back in Australia, mate. You can download the song Swalla on iTunes right now, featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty
Dolla
$ign.
It is a party starter.
It is a banger, no doubt about that. Derulo, thanks for chatting to
us,
mate.
Thanks, mate.
Good to hang.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
I'm going to throw a word out there that provokes a bit of discussion.
Yeah.
Vegan.
Yeah.
What's your take on vegans?
I think, to be honest, people can do what they want. That's the freedom of this country. If you want to be a vegan, be a vegan.
It is hard to eat with a vegan, though. When someone says, oh, you want to come around for dinner? I'm vegan. You go, hey.
Doesn't affect me unless I'm dating
it?
Someone.
Have you eaten vegan food, though?
Yeah, I've eaten vegan food. There's actually, there's a couple of vegetarian places that I don't mind going.
Okay.
Not vegan, though. They're vegetarian, yeah, but.
Well, I'm a flexitarian at the moment.
What's a flexitarian?
I've cut back on all my, like, red meats, cow, bacon, pig, sorry, all that sort of stuff. I've cut right back, and I'm just eating seafood at the moment.
So that's a.
But some occasionally I might have a little piece. So flexitarian, I'm flexible.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, if you Google it.
Flexitarian.
If you Google flexitarian.
See, they're the wankers, aren't they?
No,
they are.
Anyway, I was chatting to a friend.
I've cut back on everything.
There's a vegan that I know, Bree,
who
has taken veganism to a point that
You're just throwing made-up words all over the place. Keep going, I'm interested.
To the point that bought a brand-new car.
Yeah.
And they've requested vegan leather seats.
Does that so pleather
as you process that?
So pleather.
No, called vegan leather seats.
So it's
in a
pleather,
brand new car,
fake leather.
I guess so. Why don't you just call it that?
Yeah.
Why do you have to call it vegan leather
seats?
To
be honest, if you want leather, that's an animal. So just deal with the material.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
Even if you can get a fake version.
I didn't realise they could do a fake version. I guess now that you think about
first
it,
first I heard of vegan leather seats. The first I've ever heard of it.
Okay, how much extra does that cost?
Can't imagine it'd be cheap, would you, for vegan leather seats?
Well, I know when I was looking at buying my car, leather seats cost quite a lot. So probably less than leather, I'm assuming, because pleather always costs not as much as leather.
I'm just doing a Google search on vegan leather seats just to see. Oh, yeah, no. It's called me the W word that you just dropped a minute ago. You are a massive tool.
Yes.
No, okay. Well, I was just Googling just to find out a little bit more
Who's
information.
Who's the friend?
Just a friend.
What's their name?
Anna.
What's their last name?
Weatherlake. Married to Peter Siddle, cricketer.
Oh.
Peter Siddle, the cricketer.
Name drop. Yeah. Name drop.
She's got him eating 58 bananas a day.
Really?
And now they're getting vegan leather seats.
So why is she vegan?
Animal cruelty.
So she feels strong.
Yes.
Well, people are vegans for different reasons.
She's one of those people that will post about it a lot on social media to promote. But you know when people do that and you're scrolling through and they post the cruelty to the animals?
Yes.
That's hard to watch.
Of course it's hard to watch. It's not nice, but I don't know. I think everyone has their right to think what they want to think. I don't like people who push.
The preachers?
Yeah, I don't like people who push it onto me. Like, I should be able to have my own opinion if you're having yours.
Okay.
But, I mean, if she wants vegan leather seats.
Just alarm bells went off for me when
Seriously,
I heard vegan. Just get some normal seats.
At Volkswagen, they'd be going, ching, 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 cashing in.
Jack up the price.
They'd be like, send the vegans our way. We'll charge them 10 times extra.
Can you imagine their face if they put in actual leather?
I'm devastated.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
It's our old school birthday banger this morning. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance here at CFM with Bree and Jaunzy. Beat Katy Perry this morning and Phil Collins from the 80s.
I cannot believe Phil Collins didn't get played this morning.
Our producer Rach was fighting for Phil.
She was looking at us in disgust.
Tarzan soundtrack, anyone?
Haven't you guys bought that Tarzan soundtrack by Phil Collins,
When was Tarzan? Producer Rach, when was Tarzan, the movie? Don't get quiet on us now. She's looking it up.
The 90s.
Connie, it's when Phil. I was born in the 90s. Phil Collins, it was my life.
Well, look, we're
1999.
99, there you go. Oh,
so you would have been alive, Rach.
Yes, I was alive for Tarzan.
Just post just. Fetus.
Come on, she was man. Out of the womb. Just. She was new to the world.
I was four.
Oh my God, that makes me feel so old.
Look, we apologise to the filthy Phil Collins fans this morning.
We like Phil Collins, but yes. It was just funny to see Rach, who is literally the youngest person in the room, gets so fired up. It does create a divide.
It's the problem when you want to fight for the song that you love.
The Phil Collins divide.
We'll have the fan club coming after us. Hey, we just gave away tickets to Hot Tub Wine Machine, which is awesome. It's on this weekend. If you want to get some tickets, go along and check that out. We've also got tickets this week to see Birds of Tokyo.
Does it say when they're playing?
Yeah, the Entrance Lees Club, Friday 24th of March.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale now. You can get them through birdsoftokyo.com. Will anyone call?
If you want these Birds of Tokyo tickets, I'm putting it out there. I'm running with
it. You're going to run with
it? You need to do your best bird call.
Classic.
We're going to pick the best bird call out of the group.
Classic radio.
You can pick whatever bird you like. I'd probably pick a kookaburra if you're good at the kookaburra.
Can we try and guess the bird?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that.
You give us the bird sound effect, knowing in your head what kind of bird it is, and we'll guess.
If we can guess it. You're in with a good chance.
All right, 13, 12, 16, tickets to see Birds of Tokyo. How many have we got? One, two, couple of double passes, maybe even three.
Best bird call.
Is it only for one?
It's not for everyone.
Isn't it?
It's the best.
I was going to make it rain Birds of Tokyo tickets.
No, you don't want to make it rain birds. It's a lot of poo.
Oh. We'll hold on to a couple then. But anyway, look at them all, Bree. Here come the bird people.
Hey, get those lungs ready, guys.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
It's the best bird call for these Birds of Tokyo tickets this morning.
Roger's in San Remo. Morning, Rog.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Roger. Give us your best bird call for these tickets.
All right. I've got a few for you. But,
a few?
God.
Yeah,
okay. Yep. All right. I'll start off with this one.
Oh, what's that? Do you know your birds,
Bree? Yeah, that sounds familiar. Is it a pigeon?
Pigeon, yes.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Right. If you can pick it, you know you're doing the sounds well.
The rats of the bird world.
All right, how many more you got?
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us your best.
All right, here we go.
Magpie.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
That was mine.
Roger, do you listen to the radio and then occasionally just one day we asked for bird sounds and you thought, this is for me.
I've been
finally
waiting for this moment.
Exactly right.
You've done well, Roger, can I say?
Waiting to go.
I'd wait there. You've done well.
Yeah, he's front runner so far. We've chatted to one person. Let's go to Brett. Morning, Brett.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
In Camwell this morning.
Hit us with your bird call, Brett.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I've heard this one before.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Not bad. What? I don't mind that one.
What were you doing for that? Were you just tapping on something, were
you? Well, I'm doing it with my mouth.
Oh, doing it with his mouth.
Really? That's impressive. Oh.
How dare I question your bird sound techniques, Brett?
I deserve the tickets now.
I deserve the tickets now. Well, we got two doubles to give away. We could give away two. Let's
Luke
go to Luke.
In YE. Morning, Luke.
Morning. How are we?
Oh, very mate. Well.
Couldn't be better.
It'll be better after this. Give us your bird
you
call.
Got?
Oh, this one's for you, Gandhi.
All right.
All right.
Seagull?
Yeah.
Why is it for me?
I don't know.
You calling me scabby or something, Luke?
No, I don't get the wrong idea.
I didn't mind that one. Hey, what's with seagulls having one leg? Or do they just put one up?
They pull one leg up.
What for? What's the benefit of that? So you feel sorry for them and give them a few chips?
Maybe.
All right, thanks for the call this morning, Luke. We got one more here. Brent, all fellas this morning. No ladies wanted to do the bird sounds.
Don't know. Maybe the guys are keen for the Birds of Tokyo tickets.
Let's go to Brent in Gorokin. Morning, Brent.
Morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well. Brent, give it to us.
Well, I was going to do a seagull, but it just got done, so I'll do this one instead.
Okay.
A bit more exotic.
It's the Pikachu bird.
No.
Peacock.
That's the one.
Oh.
I used to have, my next door neighbour had peacocks and they drove me insane.
Give us your seagull as well, just to see if we can out-seagull Luke.
Hang on, I'm joking on it. I'm joking on a chip.
Do you want to hear my seagull?
Just one question for Brent. Where are you this morning, mate? And is anyone looking at you like you're crazy?
No, I'm up at Morrison at the moment. There's no.
That's a good thing.
Let's hope so.
go on, mate.
Mine.
Oh, you've gone with the Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo seagull.
There you go.
I'm going to pick, if we have two doubles, pick is Roger from San Remo.
How you going, Roger?
He killed it this morning. Roger, you got the tickets.
Marvellous. Thank you very much.
Birds of Tokyo coming your way.
I felt like Roger had a whole back catalogue of birds he could have done.
Marvellous. You're not the guy that does 12th Man, are you?
Maybe.
He calls our show.
Do you have any other birds that you can throw in there?
Richie Benno.
What about the, here we go.
You can do them all.
That's just a whistle, but anyway.
No, that's a bird that lives in the rainforest,
is it?
Can I say?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Isn't it Roger?
Do you want to go one more ticket giveaway? Who do you want to give the other?
Your pick. I pick Roger.
Oh, I'm going to have to just go with Brent at the end there, I reckon. Brent, you brought
nice
it home,
nice work,
buddy.
Brent.
Double pass.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
To see Birds of Tokyo. Enjoy the show.
I will.
We'll save that audio. And send it off to the radio awards.
I liked it.
The entries are now open.
And they all did really well.
Good job, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In the last couple of months, I've been rocking the Birkenstock. I've told you in here, I'm up with the latest trends. They're on trend at the moment, the Birkenstocks.
Can you, just for anyone that doesn't know, describe the Birkenstock shoe?
They're kind of like a Jesus-looking sandal. Kind of like, looks like a seven-year-old would wear them and carry like a nut mix around in his pocket.
Hang on, I'm going to get that on Instagram Live.
All of the people would be at the Last Supper who wore these shoes.
Can I ask when they became a thing? When did Birkenstocks become back? Because for me, it feels like it's been in the last, I don't know.
I think for the last 6 months, so, people are bringing them back in, yeah, and I've jumped on the bandwagon.
Who was the first one that went, you know what, I'm going to Birkenstock this thing up?
Probably someone famous, I'd say. And then everyone's like, oh, they're doing it. Well, I need to wear them. But let's just say they're comfy.
Yes.
They're business casual, so okay. I can wear them to work. Mm-hmm. And they're just an all-round great shoe.
So they
I'm endorsing
are,
them.
They are dressier than a thong, I'll give you that.
They are dressier than a thong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're on trend right now, hence why I'm rocking them.
Talk to the people.
The people. I want people on 13, 12, 16 right now to back me up. Are you rocking the Birkenstocks?
Okay, let's go to Elaney first of all this morning. Morning, Elaney.
Morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, the Birkenstock? Is it on trend right now?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I'm not wearing them myself. I would, but my son, who is nearly 20, wears them. He's got the cool vibe going. He wears them. They're great.
A 20-year-old cool guy.
Okay.
Is rocking the Birkenstocks. I love it, Elaine. Thank you.
How comfy are they, Elaine, out of 10? Just give us an out of 10 mark.
I think he'd tell me 9.
A 9?
Oh, they're so comfy.
That is comfort, isn't it?
It's like walking on clouds or fairy floss.
Okay. Couple of fairy floss.
And looking trendy at the same time.
A couple of comments coming through, I can say, on social media.
Yes.
They say it's the ultimate dad apparel.
Hey, I like dads. Dads are sexy.
Dads
know where it's at.
Can we find you a dad to date?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Let's stay on task.
Let's go to Emma.
In Lake Haven. Morning, Emma.
Morning.
The Birkenstock. Is it on trend or not?
Yes.
Oh, you're going with the yes.
Have you got a pair, Emma?
Yes, I have like 3.
Oh, yes.
Why do you need 3 pairs of Birkenstocks?
Different colours, Gaunty?
Yes, different colours.
Okay.
Do you get comments on your Birkenstocks? Does anyone give you a bit of flack for them?
People my age, like I'm 17, so people my age like say, oh, you're wearing Jesus sandals or...
Oh, really? Because I've picked it up from the kids. That's where I got the trend from.
Who did you see wearing it then?
Oh, the young kids around Erin Affair.
Oh, really?
And I thought, oh, the young kids are wearing them? I've got to get onto this.
Get onto that. Jodie and Copacabana. Morning, Jodes.
Morning, Jodes.
Hi.
Hello. What are you rocking the Birkenstock?
Of course, I've been rocking mine for at least 12 months now.
Hell yes, Jody. Jeez. And were you, can I ask, were you wearing them 10 years ago when they previously were on trend?
Yes, I was.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm just a bandwagon kind of girl.
My 7-year-old's even into them.
Seven.
Your 7-year-old sounds like they're very trendy.
I can't believe you do that to your kids.
I've got a black hair and I've got a red, a pink, a gold and white.
Oh, you're just next level, Jody. Yeah. You've got a pair for every member that went to the Last Supper.
Everyone's fora this morning. Let's go to Courtney in Tumbiumby. Morning, Courts.
Morning, Court.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I can already tell Court is a Birkenstock
wearer. I can feel it coming.
Are you?
Oh, 100%.
Yes, Courtney.
100%.
100%.
I love the support right now.
How old are you, Courtney?
I'm 22.
22. You single?
No, I'm actually married with two kids.
It's a miracle.
No, leave her alone.
It is a miracle.
She is on trend. She is up with the latest fashion trends. And now all of you can suck it in here because you told me that I wasn't trendy, they were ugly, and I wasn't rocking them. So now what do you have to say for yourselves, hey?
Let's do snap pants next.
Hey.
Let's see if the snap pants are still cool.
Tell me I'm on trend.
You did ask people to call if they supported you. You didn't ask for the opposite way.
That's true.
Just said, give me a call if you support
me. That's a very good point.
It is a one-sided argument up in here.
Oh, look, no more time to have any more calls. No more time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Anyone watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
No.
Neither.
But hey, the finale was on last night.
So we better talk
about it. Better talk about it.
No, I didn't watch anything the whole season, to be honest. I mean, we chatted to the host. She was great. Love her.
Julia Morris.
That's it. Julia Morris. She's from the coast. She's a coastie.
Yeah, I love Julia Morris.
Kingcumber. So yeah. Love to have her pop in. We'd love to get the locals
love
on the show.
Love to see
so
her.
That's always great. But anyway, last night, we do love a TV slip up, don't we, though? Hey?
That's the best stuff.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. And I've racked up the theme and everything. I didn't
I was waiting for you to fire it, but...
Oh, however, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
But live
sounds like
TV.
Sounds like a TV show out of the 90s.
I think that might be the old one. Is it?
It's set on YouTube. It was the new one.
Oh, you... And YouTube never lies, Courtney.
Whatever's on the internet, Brie, must be real.
But they're live broadcasts, so anything can go wrong, and sometimes it's good to watch. But Nazim, the comedian, he left the jungle, I'm assuming, yesterday or the day before?
I had him down for the win. I was hoping he was going to win, yeah.
Yeah, I was enjoying watching him in there, but he left and he was sitting in the crowd with Steve Price, that cranky bugger. And 10 minutes before they announced who came third, because of course Natalie Bassingthwaite, Casey Donovan and Dane Swan were the three left in the jungle. And they went to interview Nazim 10 minutes before they announced who came in third and of course the winner and so on. And Nazim, unfortunately, let this slip.
Can I just say as well, Julia Morris off the back of this, just sort of going...
Stumbles around because she's like, what do we do? What do we do?
Have a listen.
They're all worthy and it's sort of sad to see Nat come in third because they all should be first, right? But that's not how it works, is it?
I know. We're sort of... I think everyone feels that way, that they're all worthy winners. So to see one goes like, oh!
We'll see. We'll see how it pans out, guys.
Absolutely. Oh. Well, the voting is now closed, I believe. if I'm not kidding myself. It's been close. Okay. I've got a special gift with reading.
I'm not sure what to say here because he just gave away the third place.
What have we learnt? Don't tell massive reality TV information to comedians.
They'll let slip.
He doesn't care.
See, I was hoping he'd let slip the winner. That would have been better than third place.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Can we just take a minute to have a listen to, I'm always interested with these shows, how long the gap is between announcing the winner, like saying who's about to win, mm-hmm. and then actually announcing the winner. So this was from the show last night, announcing Casey Donovan.
Now, Dane and Casey, you are our final two celebrities. For more than 6 weeks, Australia has fallen in love with you all over again, and they've adored watching you go through your jungle journey. But only one of you can win, and the nation has chosen its champion.
In my hand, I have the envelope. The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2017... is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, apparently I have to open the envelope.
Sure.
7.
Knew
8.
It.
9.
Ladies and gentlemen.
10. 11.
It's Casey!
Oh, there it is. Casey Donovan's Mason.
Come through with the win.
Come through with the win in the end there.
She has got a great track record, can I say, in reality TV shows.
Did she win Australian Idol?
Yeah.
I thought she...
She should go on Big Brother next.
And just take it all. Just take every single reality TV show.
Next she'll be on The Voice and just take them all out while she's at it. Why not?
We should have got then Casey Donovan being announced the winner of Australian Idol and how long that took. I didn't even think to grab that.
That would have been good.
We could have counted that amount
hindsight,
of time.
Hindsight, it's a great thing.
Do you want to do the X Factor one? Can I do the X Factor one?
Go on.
So this one, I just wanted to just to give an example of how long it can actually get with Samantha Jade winning the 2012 X Factor. All right, here we go. And the winner.
The winner of the X Factor 2012 is...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, time
10,
to make a cup of tea.
11, 12.
Yep, I've boiled the jug.
14, 15.
Pouring the
16,
tea.
16, 17, 18.
Stirring.
19.
And I'm back on the couch with
20,
my tea.
21.
Seriously.
22. 23. 24.
God, this
25.
Used to make me angry. I've got better things to do, like unpack the dishwasher in this time.
29, 30 seconds.
I could order a pizza.
Oh,
oh
you wow. missed the announcement. You
were yeah, well, they lost me. 30 seconds, guys. Do you reckon he had to count in his head? Right, in his ear goes, 30 seconds from now.
I think he was getting paid by the second, so he was just trying to milk it for every dollar it was worth. But anyway, Casey Donovan, winner.
First ever female to win I'm a Celebrity.
Well done.
Get me out
and
of here,
normally a sports star too in the last couple
exactly,
of years.
Exactly, yeah, so good for her.
Great to see Casey win.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I do love to be ahead of the game, and I love to bring you these, Gaunzy.
Bree and Gaunzy's new products. Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
I resent that opener.
You made that opener.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
I said I wanted an opener and that's what they came up with.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's not true.
So far, just to give people a backstory here, we've had the golf club that you can wee into out on the golf course.
Because there's no toilets out on the golf course.
Necessity. I like that one. That's been my favourite.
There was the tooth that you can get installed that's also a bottle opener.
Love it.
Which was a great one.
Yep.
Can't remember.
They're the two best.
I can't remember any of
the
What's the
back scratcher one?
My Shiny Heiny.
Oh, My Shiny Heiny. That was a good one.
What do you got
do
today?
Do the math on that.
What do you got today?
I've got for you this morning a product that is taking the internet world by storm at the moment. It's on a blog site. It's red wine ice cream. Brilliant.
Red wine ice cream. Okay.
It's brilliant.
Can you get drunk eating it?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So it doubles as a dessert and also a bottle of wine.
Does
it's brilliant.
Does it taste terrible, though?
Well, it's on a blog by the names Janica and Jessica. They run this blog, and according to them, Jesus may have turned water into wine, but we've turned wine into ice cream. The ice cream is creamy and sweet at first, but then you get the tang from the wine.
Bigger than Jesus, they're claiming.
That's what they're saying.
That's a pretty big claim. Bigger than Jesus.
I thought that they could open this up to everything. They could do Merlot. They could do Cab Sav. They could do... Oh, they could do Sangria Sorbet.
Not bad.
But my favourite would be something like Fruit Elixir flavour.
What about red wine, red velvet?
Red wine, red velvet?
Does that work?
Chocolate red and velvet. Ice cream?
Yeah, no, and red
chocolate
wine.
Chocolate and red wine. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I can see that. I did take that TAFE course in advertising.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I've got a few slogans to sell the product.
Which is, they're going to need it.
They won't. Here comes the first one. Wine ice cream. Get a brain freeze and a buzz on.
Yeah. You need a brain to freeze, first of all, but... Works most of the time.
What about this one? Wine ice cream. It's like a unicorn sliding down a rainbow.
Big promise, but, you
big
know.
Big promises, but it's like slogans, two amazing things coming together to create one perfect thing in this world.
Have you saved your best for last?
I don't know if there's any good best ones, but this is my last one. Wine ice cream. It doesn't count as a whole bottle when it's a dessert.
Eat away.
Eat to your heart's content, Gordy.
And when you experience a breakup.
Yes.
And you're sitting there tucking into your ice cream.
Two birds, one stone.
I mean, you're going to forget that scumbag after a couple of tubs.
Seriously, Ben and Jerry's need to get onto this.
100%.
Straight away.
I mean, they already charge $15 for a small tub. Imagine what they'll charge for this.
Ben and Jerry's, cry yourself to sleep.
Because of the money you spent on the ice cream.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
This is my kind of story. A $1 coin that could be worth $1,000.
That is rich quick. Gaunzi's in.
That is money for nothing, which is great. You may have seen this story. I just wanted to spread the word. If you've got a dollar coin anywhere right now, pull it out, have a look. They're calling it the mule coin.
Yeah, what exactly are the characteristics of this coin?
So it could be worth $1,000, although yes. Some sell anywhere between $400 up to $2,700.
Okay.
And it's a stuff up they made back in 2000 where they printed a bunch of coins, and it's a dollar coin that actually looks a little more like a 10-cent piece. So it's got the two lines around the outside. Well, if I show you the picture, you'll know exactly what I mean. So this is a regular dollar coin on the right, and the mule coin is on the left. See how it sort of looks like a 10-cent piece?
Oh, okay.
So you can see the two lines. It's distinctively different to the $1 coin.
We'll post a picture on our Facebook page if you want to have a look so you can check your $1 coins.
So if you've got a dollar coin that looks like that and it is the year 2000, you could be sitting on a...
To be honest, like
jackpot.
They look pretty much the same.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why they go unnoticed.
So it just has that extra line around the edge.
It looks a little bit smaller though, don't you think?
Yeah, it does look a little bit smaller.
More of a 10 cent kind of size.
Yeah, it does.
Piece kind of size. But anyway, imagine turning a dollar into...
$2,500. I wish all the $1 coins were worth $1,000. That'd be nice.
Some went for... I used to collect coins as a kid.
And stamps? As well?
I did have a bit of a stamp collection at one point, but the coins, I was collecting them from all over the world, but I had this one Donald Bradman coin from the post office that I thought was going to be worth
heaps,
a pay packet one day, and I've held on to the Donald Bradman coin for this long. I reckon I've had it for 20 years.
If it's from the post office, they're those ones that they would have dished out heaps of them.
Yeah, the memorabilia
ones. Oh, no.
So, I mean, yeah, they're not rare.
Not all that rare.
I paid $5 for it. I reckon I could get 15 on eBay.
That'd be all right.
It's a pretty good growth.
Pretty good growth. My pa gave me 50. He gave all of us grandkids, he left in his will, 50-cent pieces that are silver. Like silver, like...
The round ones.
The round ones. Oh. Yeah, the round 50-cent pieces.
What are they worth these days?
I don't know. We should look into that.
The producer Rach has got some info on that.
I've got a round one as well. Yeah. They're $150.
Get out.
Stop it. I've got 10 of them. No lie!
I'm pretty sure they're about $150.
What, so you're going to cash in over $1,000 worth on these 50-cent pieces?
That is the best news I've had in weeks.
Can we please get those valued?
Can we?
Can we do that? Can you please take the team out for lunch?
Oh,
if it's $1,000.
Oh,
look into it, Bree, honestly.
In. I'm going to look into it.
Bring it home, the big bucks. I love it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.